I wouldn't know if, you know, we're obviously in the relegation zone when I arrived. I would have taken many of her performances, but I would have wanted some better results from those performances. That's what I would have taken, because I believe that we're a team that certainly on its day are one of the best teams in the league. You know, I don't think any manager would want to go into the last three games of the season at this end of the table. There's no doubt about it. You know, I've heard the Leicester players all talking about pressure and saying, this isn't pressure sitting at the top of the table, this is enjoyable pressure. You know, the pressure that we experience is a different type of pressure. It's something that tests your character. It's something that shapes you as an individual, and it's something that you should never fear, you should enjoy. But it's a pressure, and we have to prove we can handle that pressure this weekend.
Do you firmly believe, if you survive this season, that there's a lot better things to come for this club?
I do, actually, because I've said on record numerous times that we've got the nucleus of a really good squad. I just mean in terms of the attitude of the players, the professionalism of the players, the willingness of the players, and we've got a wonderful facility to develop those players further. Experiences like this, I also think, helps clubs. You know, you look at Leicester last year, they were in a similar predicament. And I think that the encouraging thing for me is that when I came in here, I wasn't fully sure of what to expect. But the great thing is, it certainly doesn't need a hand grenade, far from it. It needs, a degree of continuity and a few additions.
You're playing your near neighbours. They've had a torrid time in recent times. Have you thought about that at all? Do you have an opinion on what's gone right and what's gone wrong with Blackpool?
I've never really concerned myself with Blackpool. That's the truth. I've only concerned myself with this football club. They've got a very experienced man in charge there who knows the game very well. I've watched quite a lot of their footage. They're a very well organised team, but a team that we certainly will not fear, that's for sure. And I think that, you know, throughout football, I think that when there isn't, I suppose, the energy between the supporters and those at the top, you know, it's a regular occurrence that the club does tend to spiral downwards. I think that that's normal. I think that, you know, it's a really important aspect within a football club, the relationship between supporters and the board members. And unfortunately for Blackpool, that isn't strong at this moment in time. But that'll go out the window this weekend. That's one thing for sure. The players that cross that white line on Saturday will have no other thoughts than winning this game. So, you know, it's going to prove to be a great game of football.
Do you have a degree of sympathy for Neil McDonald, or a degree of sympathy for the fans in regards, you say, when things aren't going well between supporters and clubs, that things can spiral? Do you have a degree of sympathy for the fans and the manager?
I have a degree of sympathy, of course. You know, I was at a club not long ago that had a similar type of situation. And, you know, I'm a football man, and I respect other football people, and it's... Football is such a difficult game. You know, I can't tell you how difficult a game it is, the amount of challenges that a manager has, and the amount of, you know, situations he has to face with. And generally, he doesn't need other distractions. And I think that Neil's managed the situation very, very well. And I think he deserves great credit for that, for bringing a degree of, I suppose, equilibrium to the club.
Do you feel you owe them one after Bloomfield Road?
I think we will not be going in with that mentality. We'll be going in the mentality that we have to win the game. I don't think it's a case of 0-1. I think it's a case of that, for our own selves, that we have to win the game.